Well, the games are coming thick and fast for Galway United in the Women's Premier Division as they face another big test this coming Saturday at 2 o'clock in Eamon DC Park when they host Shelburne. I'm delighted to be joined by the Galway United captain, Lindsay McKeon. Lindsay, first, thanks a million for joining us.
Thanks a million for having me. Yeah, it's been a few weeks since we last had a chat.
Yeah, it was, Lindsay. Even ourselves, I think, was the start of the season or there the first game in. And we look back at the season in a moment, but I suppose the games are coming thick and fast, exactly the way the players will like it, even if you'd be disappointed that the results the last 2 weekends haven't gone according to plan.
Yeah, it's been quite intense in fairness. And obviously we have that All-Ireland Cup coming in a few weeks' time, which will be, it'll be great. But yeah, it's been good. Unfortunately, the last two results haven't been going our way. But other than that, I think we've had quite a positive season so far.
Yeah, because when we were talking at the start, we were talking about the changes in the setup between Galway United and Galway WFC, and the confidence was there that you can go in and compete. And certainly after 11 or so games, that is exactly what you've proven you're doing.
Yeah, like, in fairness, no one really gave us a chance. Everyone was kind of writing us off at the start of the season, which is fair enough. A new club, young players kind of coming together. So, I think obviously Shells is a really tough game at the weekend, but I'm nearly sure if we beat Shells, I think we're up to third, which considering at the start of the year, we would have taken that straight away mid-season.
Yeah, because at the moment, Galway United are sitting in fifth place and 19 points. You've just conceded a few points to Piemont and Shamrock Rovers, who are building a little bit of a gap, but there's a top three spot to play for as well. And of course, why can't we beat Shelburne? We beat Shelburne the last time we played them.
Yeah, it was a great day out. It's not often you beat Shelburne, especially up in Tulka Park. So look, it'd be great to beat them again on this Saturday. And in fairness to Pease and Rovers, they are getting that bit of a gap now between all the rest of the teams, but they're two quality teams. Like the last two results, 2-1s losses for us, but it was just more the manner of when we conceded the goals. It was just before half time and just after half time. So it's something we can learn from. Obviously, against the bigger teams, I think if you're not fully on it, you'll get punished at this level. And Shells will be no different. It's going to be quite a competitive game, but we're looking forward to it, especially in the heat.
And it's great to have the weather at the moment, but yeah. Even you touched on a good point there as well. It makes that concentration for 90 minutes more difficult. And as you said there, we just getting caught with sucker punches either side of half time. Shamrock Rovers building up that 2-0 advantage for the last day. Have to give credit where credit is due. Like a fantastic ball in for Gemma McGuinness for the goal that got you back into it.
Yeah, look, it worked out well. Gemma's quality player. She's been a great signing for Galway United this year. And it was great. And I think she actually hit the post as well. So we were very unlucky not to get a 2-2 in that game. In fairness to Rovers, like they're the club now everyone's kind of going to aim for, that kind of semi-professional setup. And a lot of girls are international players. So we were disappointed with the results, but in a way we were kind of saw it as a positive that we were able to compete with such a high-level team.
Yeah, like even there yourself early in the match, Lindsay, if I recall, you came close as well to an opportunity when the game was 0-0. And those little breaks, they're the things that this Galway United team, and as you said to me before last time we talked, this very, very young team as well. We always have to keep remembering that. Like the progress is brilliant so far, but at least, as you said there, you're up there competing. Granted, ideally, the results, you'd like a few better results the last couple of weeks, but it was a great run beforehand.
Yeah, up to the Piemont and Rovers game, sure, everyone was talking about us near top of the table, but look, I suppose that's the level we're going to try and aim for is the Peas and the Rovers. They're just kind of building that bit of a gap. So look, that's the level we're going to aim for. And in fairness, I have to give a shout out to Emma Duffy. She's 15 years of age and she's after coming into the games, last two games against Piemont and Shamrock Rovers. And like, what a player, 15 years of age and just standing into the senior level. Fair play to her.
We look forward to seeing how Emma progresses definitely as well. Just marking her here. There's another player I want to ask you about, Lindsay, because you went off near the end of the last day there too, but Jenna Slattery got the captain's armband for the remainder of the match. She's already been a player of the month too as well, and she's another inspirational player in this Galway setup.
Oh, she is. Like, Jenna is still so young. People forget how young Jenna is, but she's just been around for so many years at this league. And I just find this year she's come on another level. She was always a good player, but this year she just, I don't know, did she have a really good pre-season or if it's just more maturity, but Jenna's come on another level this year and she's such a great player to have. And like you said, she won Player of the Month, which is a great accolade to have for us, even as a team. And yeah, herself and Trace Knievy are vice-captains. So they were taking the role when I went off today, last game.
Yeah, and Jenna, of course, got the winner there against Shelburne last time we played. Eva Thompson getting the first goal too. It's been a couple of months since we played Shelburne, but no doubt that game is fresh in your mind. What type of game are you expecting on Saturday?
Oh yeah, like it's always so competitive against Shelburne. You have to remember they're the champions from last year. I know obviously Rovers and Peas are at the top at the minute, but like Shelburne are reigning champions, double champions at that. They won the FAI Cup as well, so they're quality side. They're probably one of the best footballing teams in the league. They keep the ball quite well, so you have to be quite aggressive in how you approach the play. You don't really want them to have too much time on the ball because they'll just pass it around you.
And of course, with Noel King, the manager there, the experience he brings to the setup too. But as you said, you have to be aggressive. And this is the type of football that, from what I've seen of you so far this season, you seem to enjoy playing.
Yeah. Phil, in fairness, in our sessions, he's very high on like high intensity, press. And then when we have the ball, try and be calm. So it's kind of the reverse. It's like when you don't have the ball, get it back as quick as you can. And when you do have the ball, try and relax and create space and keep it then. But with such a young team, I suppose he's trying to use it to our advantage because we have the legs, we have the youth, the fitness, and it seems to be working well for us at the minute.
And of course, as we mentioned with Gemma's goal there, the skills as well to create those opportunities and more than will be welcome. You mentioned the All-Ireland Cup, just if I go ahead for a second. Of course, Shelburne, Athlone and Linfield in that competition. That's something really to look forward to now as the league season itself takes a break after this game on Saturday.
Yeah, like obviously the league season has to take a break with the World Cup coming ahead, but it's nice for the players that are kind of still at home to kind of have their soccer season ticking over. So it will be really good. Obviously, I've never played a team from the north, so it'll just be good to see the standard. We've Linfield, I think it's away up in Belfast, so it'll be just interesting to see where we are against Linfield and obviously competitive matches against Athlone and Shelburne. And it's a cup competition, so it's something to fight for at the end of the day.
Yeah, and it's like a World Cup style competition or Champions League style competition too. And as you just mentioned there, it's great to have that too, because well, we'll all be getting behind Ireland in the World Cup, and we hope that they can do very, very well over there. It's important now with the progress that's been made in women's soccer recently that we don't sit still for 2 months, and at least this competition will keep everybody active, keep the interest in the local scene going as well. And who knows, it might be a bit of silverware at the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the most important thing, is keeping the standards up. We don't want too big of a break in between, because I know there's a break in August, all right, with everything. But at least with the Cup now, we can keep all the players that are still left behind, keep them involved, keep the standards up. And exactly, a Cup competition, you never know what could happen in a Cup competition.
Lindsay, before I let you go, just touching on a point we were talking about the last time we spoke, and we were comparing the differences of Galway WFC and Galway United. We were, of course, talking pre-season, early season at that stage. How have you found it since now, as we've seen the season develop, and especially the quality and positive performances and results that Galway United are producing?
Yeah, it's just, I find the professionalism and overall the standard and everything has come up in regards to your physio sessions, your coaching sessions. And I have to give a shout out to the men supporters who come along to our women's game as well. It's great to see just even support in the crowd. You can definitely see you've definitely more of a support at your home games, especially, which is always going to give you a boost as well.
It's very welcome too, because we're not just saying it for the sake of saying it. The standard of this competition, like I've said to you before, I've said to Phil Trill before, there's 7 teams that are really competing, the 11 really competing in this competition. They're competitive games, and if anybody's around Saturday, they could do an awful lot worse than head down to Amy DC Park and watch this match.
Exactly, and with the weather so good, sure, you've no excuse really to sit out. And you have to remember as well, like you've a lot of Irish internationals on a lot of these teams. So you are seeing the highest level of soccer in this country, and a lot of girls who will hopefully go represent us in Australia come the summertime. So it's a great chance to see everyone in the flesh.